Joining us live over the phone this morning is Cynthia Fries with the organization Gifts of Grace. Cynthia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Appreciate your time this morning to talk about Gifts of Grace and this virtual run fundraiser that you are doing. And Cynthia, we've talked with Gifts of Grace a couple of times here on the air during the morning show, but let's start off with the organization itself. For those that maybe are just hearing about it for the first time today, what is Gifts of Grace and what are the goals of this group?
So Gifts of Grace is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the prevention, rescue, and empowerment of survivors of child trafficking exploitation in Central and South America. So really our focus is just trying to give these children like opportunities that they've been robbed of and be able to give them the life that they deserve.
You know, and it really does take an organization like this to do that, because you talk about the prevention, which is a big part of what you do. But, you know, the Gifts of Grace organization, it does so much to help those that have been rescued from this. And you don't just come out of this and go back to normal life. I mean, this is a huge undertaking just to help those that have been impacted by this try to get back to some sort of normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we say like the rescue part is often obviously the prevention is essential. But the rescue is, I want to say, the easiest part, because afterwards it's just a process for them to, like you said, to come back to normal, you know, if they ever had normal.
Cynthia Fries, Gifts of Grace, joining us this morning. Well, Cynthia, of course, it's a nonprofit, as you said, and it's a great cause for our listeners to be a part of and donate to. But it sounds like you're doing a virtual run as a fundraiser.
Yes.
And of course, COVID-19, you can't have your normal 5Ks or whatever it may be at
exactly.
This time. So tell us about this virtual run, how it will work and how our listeners can become involved.
Yeah. So basically, my friend Giselle Brown, she loves running, and she came up with this idea of creating a virtual run since a lot of the races had been canceled or postponed. And so we combined her love for running and my love for the cause, and boom, a virtual run was created. So basically we have a kid fun run that's 25 miles, and that's $5 to join. Or you can do the 5K, that's $10, or a half marathon, that's $20. And participants have from tomorrow, so May 22nd to June 5th, so 2 weeks to run, walk, or hike the distance, whatever they choose. And there's no need to participate in order to donate. And all of the proceeds are going to be going directly to Gifts of Grace.
So you have this two-week period. Are you supposed to do it the traditional, you start and you finish all in one go, or is this something where you can...
You can definitely split the distances between days or however you want it.
Okay, I was going to say, because someone like me, Cynthia, I'm not doing a 5K in one go, okay? And so the fact that I have 2 weeks to pull this off is a little more encouraging for me.
You got it, yeah.
Cynthia Fries with Gifts of Grace joining us this morning as part of the Weekday Wake Up. So tell us what someone needs to do to sign up for this and register.
So it's super easy. All you have to do is just go onto the Gifts of Grace website. So it's giftsofgracewy.org, and just on the homepage there's a donate now, and you just click there, and you just enter the amount that you sign up for which run you're signing up for, and just comment below that saying that it's for the run. You can also find the Gifts of Grace virtual run group on Facebook if you need any extra information.
All right, so this all begins tomorrow, it sounds like, then.
Yeah.
All right. So again, giftsofgrace.org, correct? Giftsofgrace.org?
Yeah. Giftsofgracewy.org.
That's right. Giftsofgracewy.org. You know, Cynthia, as we've talked with Tyler Schwab about this, organizer of Gifts of Grace in the past, it's been amazing to learn how the focus, of course, can be on Central and Southern American countries. But, you know, he's mentioned in the past the local need for groups like
yes.
this in trafficking cases, and even, you know, here in the Rocky Mountains, how big of an issue this actually can be.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and yeah, it's happening in our own backyard, and just because we don't talk about it, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. And so I think it's essential to spread awareness and to, even within our own family, within our own children, to just educate ourselves about this. It's a pandemic, really.
So again, we encourage our listeners to become involved as much as possible. And this virtual run fundraiser begins tomorrow, goes for 2 weeks, and have some fun with this, but also do it all for this great cause for Gifts of Grace. Cynthia, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention this morning?
No, thank you so much for having me. And I just want to, again, encourage everyone, because this is really, it's just all going towards these children. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were able to, with the help of local police force and other NGOs, we were able to rescue a 13-year-old girl in the Dominican Republic that was forced into marriage and labor, and her trafficker would beat her and rape her and threaten her with her 5-month-old son if she didn't comply. But now she's safe, and they're both her and her son are both in an aftercare home, and it's all thanks to the support that we've been able to receive. So I just want to thank all of those that have been involved and encourage others to get involved in such a great cause. So thank you so much for having me.
Wow. You said 13 years old?
Yes.
That's incredible. All right, Cynthia, again, thanks so much for your time. And
GiftsOfGraceWY.org.
Cynthia Fries this morning. It's on the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.